How many times have you heard somebody say, usually in anger, they should just go in there and fire everybody? Well, that's exactly what they did in Rhode Island, in a chronically underperforming high school where everyone just got a lesson in being held accountable. The story from there tonight from NBC's Mike Taibbi.
Steve DeLeo, Frank Duvall.
It was a roll call unlike any other.
Kevin Drillette.
The names of more than 80 teachers, plus the administrative staff of Central Falls High School, learning their fate in this highly charged setting.
Excuse me, this is a business meeting.
All of them to be fired when the school year ends this spring because of failed negotiations on new work rules aimed at improving a school with an abysmal academic record. Half the students unable to read, only 7% confident in math, failure the norm.
I think what's detrimental is to have a graduation rate that is lower than 50% for year after year after year.
This was a decision based on report cards, based on the entire manner in which we run our schools.
The school board says the firings were last resort, only chosen because the teachers demanded more pay for changes like additional training and a lengthened school day. Education Secretary Arne Duncan backed the board's decision, saying students only have one chance for an education. But at several rallies, the fired teachers got plenty of support from their students.
It's really hard to see them hurt like this, because we are really a family.
And several teachers were plainly shocked at the board's decision.
I tried to be a very dedicated teacher, you know, and I just never thought this would be the way it would end.
But the vote by the board was just one vote short of unanimous.
Nay.
That the best strategy for the state's worst-performing school is not to try and improve it, but to essentially start again. Mike Taibbi, NBC News, New York.